No arrests in modern-day threat at the moment, police. Santa Ana, California former modern-day high school employee who authorities said sent a threat to the Catholic school that forced its closure will likely not face criminal charges, according to the Santa Ana Police Department. Modern-day reopened its doors to students Thursday, 2 days after the school announced it was closing down for the week after receiving a credible threat from a former school employee. While these few days have been difficult for all members of the community, know that all educators are here to ensure the safety and well-being of our students, modern-day Executive Director of Communications Allison Bergeron updated parents and students in an email yesterday. In the meantime, know that is a safe space where you gather with friends to celebrate honor, glory, love, to have fun, to learn, and to enjoy your high school experience. Students will have the option to meet with teachers or counselors if needed on Friday. Police did not identify the former employee. Further details about the threat, how it was sent, and whether it was aimed at anyone were not disclosed. School officials learned about the threat Tuesday and sent a message to parents about the threat that afternoon. Today, we learned of a credible threat to the modern-day campus and contacted the Santa Ana Police Department, President of modern-day Michael Brennan and Principal Francis Clare said in a letter to parents and students Tuesday. Safety and sweep protocols were implemented, the officials said. We acknowledge the alarming nature of this message. However, we at modern-day take all threats made to the school seriously. Santa Ana Police Department officers who conducted a sweep of the campus on Tuesday were able to determine that there did not appear to be a threat of a shooting, but that an investigation was underway into the author of the threat, who was profiled by police as being a former employee of the school. The investigation was closed on Wednesday. City News Service contributed to this report.